Now, one of the serious stories that broke this week was Reuters broke a story that they had seen a confidential document from FIFA that was basically an internal memo from the coronavirus working group. And the confidential document that they saw says that there will be recommendations for allowing transfer windows to be changed because obviously some players' contracts expire on June the 30th and also a kind of possible protocol with regards to clubs and players working out wage stoppages or wage cuts. Now, it's not due to be, it's due to be discussed by FIFA, but what we thought we'd do this morning is speak to a very respected barrister in order to get the take on where the legal situation could end up, really. And this is one of the reasons I think we just say we'll finish the season whenever we finish it, because legals will be slightly less. Let's talk to Jesse Cook, who is from Pump Court Chambers, director of the sports management company 4D Sports Group as well. So very, very well seated to discuss this with us. Morning, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Morning, Georgie. Morning, Tony.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning. Is there already for you a kind of possible appetite for litigation involving the unknown? Because we still don't know what will happen, when it will happen, if it will happen.
Precisely, Georgie. The situation with football and sports in general is so far up in the air at the moment that it's impossible to say one way or the other exactly what's going to happen. And like everybody else, football included, the authorities in the industry will have to wait to see exactly where we end up in terms of the season resuming and the legal ramifications by that point to see exactly where we are with it all.
As a barrister, do you think there is less cause for litigation if the season is finished or if it's curtailed for the start of a new season?
It's impossible to say. There is scope for litigation either way at this stage. Whether the season's finished is one thing, but the larger issue to consider is when that season finishes, because as you said, Georgie, most football players' contracts end on the 30th of June. Now, if the season goes beyond the 30th of June, which it looks like it may well at the moment, that is going to leave a huge scope for potential litigation. Mm. So in that regard, it doesn't really matter whether the season finishes because there's still going to be litigation. But if it doesn't finish, there's going to be litigation either way, because there's going to be other clubs that are extremely concerned. And what FIFA and the footballing governing bodies around the world will be concerned with is maintaining the integrity of the sport.
Mm. And Jesse, tell us what FIFA can create is, it's been mentioned, a fund for professional players. Just explain that in a bit of more detail.
Well, there's, like we've got in England, the PFA, which is the Professional Footballers Association. FIFA have got their own body for players worldwide, which is called FIFPro. And there can be a fund created. You know, FIFA are a very wealthy organisation. But one of the other things to consider is for such a fund to be created, there will have to be huge cooperation from everybody involved. And that includes the players right at the top end of the game, because football and any fund will also include those who are at the lower end of the game who aren't on multi-million pound contracts, for instance. So it's going to require huge cooperation. There's already been some players who have been starting to make donations to football clubs, for instance, in Germany. This week it was established and seen that the top four clubs in Germany, so the Champions League clubs, Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, and Leipzig, they've donated nearly £20 million in revenue to the lower leagues and the rest of the German football clubs who aren't as fortunate. So it would require clubs and both players at the top end of the game to really want to play ball and to cooperate.
Yeah. Mm. One of the things that I've said this morning, and I've said quite repeatedly on this network actually, is for FIFA or UEFA, but more UEFA than FIFA on this one, I think it would be easier for them to say, we will finish all these seasons when we finish them. And we will then deal with what happens in the 2021 season after that. Because then it allows for planning for UEFA European Championships next summer and Lions tours with rugby, but, you know, slightly, this is obviously more football related. But it also means that we know where we stand, and then we deal with the protocol with regards to players going out of contract who probably, I would say, if it starts after the 30th of June, just can't play, maybe, towards the end of the season. And we know that that will be the course of action taken. So the Champions League will eventually finish, the Premier League will finish, the Bundesliga will finish. And then that gives people a much clearer picture as well of where they stand legally.
But I see your logic, Georgie, when you say that. But what you have to think about is the fact that we don't know when any such season would be allowed to finish. So there has to be a point where UEFA or FIFA, whoever the authority is, has to draw the line and say, look, we're now in, for instance, September. There's no way this season is going to finish, because not only then do we have an issue with the current season, it creates a knock-on effect for every season thereafter. So, for instance, if the season wasn't started or completed till October or November, where does that leave us? And that's the problem, why at the moment it's impossible for FIFA, UEFA, the FA or any governing body to commit to giving an end date or coming out and saying we're going to finish the season irrespective of what happens.
Jesse, just again, because there's so many different dimensions to all of this regarding players, obviously different leagues all playing their part. Now, the transfer windows is another issue, because that's going to be very challenging for football clubs, and also the world economy is suffering. Will the football bubble just be able to get through this? And also, what will it be like? Will there be changes to the transfer system? Because I think it's one of the biggest problems. You know, listening, whether I'm hearing stories today of, you know, Premier League clubs could lose 700 million, and I'm thinking, well, 1.4 billion was spent last year in the summer transfer window, plus agents' fees of 200 million. Now, football has to is it a reality check for football?
It's a reality check for football, but let's not forget, it's a reality check for every industry in the world. Football will suffer initially, just like every other industry. It's impossible for it not to. But what you've got to remember about football is the intense popularity of the sport. It's the most popular sport in the world at the moment, and the demand for football is so high. I mean, I'm sure, Tony, you only speak to your friends and they tell you how much they're missing football. They can't wait to get back into the game. So football will recover, but like every industry, just to see the extent of that impact at the moment, we won't fully know until everything is out in the open and there's a line drawn under this awful virus. But what you can see from this point is the fact that football's coming together. So just a few hours ago, I was reading about how Juventus players have agreed to take a pay cut for the next 4 months, which will save the Serie A club £90 million or €81 million, which is huge. And again, players at the clubs of Borussia Dortmund and Bayern Munich have also already put their hands up and said they'll take a pay cut. So if football reacts sensibly and realises that this issue is so much bigger than football, because it is when people's health and people's lives are at stake, football pales into insignificance. But if everybody joins in and uses a common sense approach, then football will be in a position to recover, because, as you say, the sponsorship and the commercial side of the game alone is so huge.
Jesse, thank you for coming on this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Georgie. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Jesse Cook, barrister, sports barrister, also a director of sports management company 4D Sports Group. So very well placed to discuss any of the legal situations that might arise. I mean, this is going to be a litigation heavy time, the fallout from this.